Hi, I'm VOA's Cristina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Spain's King Felipe said on Wednesday all resources were deployed in search and rescue operations following Valencia's devastating floods that killed dozens of people after a year's worth of rain fell in one day. I want to publicly express my desolation and concern over the tragedy that happened last night, and that is still unfolding in big areas of the country, especially in Valencia, Castilla, La Mancha, and Andalusia. According to local authorities, on Wednesday, at least 72 people have been killed and 3 days of mourning were declared. The head of the United Nations agency that cares for Palestinian refugees, known as UNRWA, says banning the group from Israel will lead to more suffering for Palestinians. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Philip Lazzarini, the Commissioner General of UNRWA, tells the AP the newly passed Israeli laws will leave a vacuum that will cost more lives and create further instability in Gaza and the West Bank.
This would be a total disaster.
Lazzarini adds the legislation is ultimately against the Palestinians themselves, effectively denying them a functioning provider of life-saving services, education and healthcare. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians are sheltering in UNRWA-run schools. Other aid groups say the agency's strong, decades-old infrastructure is irreplaceable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hezbollah's new leader, Naim Qassem, says the group is recovering from a series of Israeli attacks, including the killing of his predecessor, Hassan Nasrallah, with vacant positions filled and plans set in place. This comes as Israel began heavy airstrikes on Wednesday on the historic city of Baalbek and surrounding villages in Lebanon's eastern Bekaa region. Security sources told Reuters, following an evacuation order by the Israeli military for the city and its outskirts. This is VOA News. United States Vice President and Democratic candidate Kamala Harris vowed on Wednesday to serve all Americans if elected president.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. You heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not.
Harris spoke as she sought to contain fallout from President Joe Biden's supposed attempt to call out racist remarks by a comedian at the Madison Square Garden rally for Donald Trump backfired. Trump and other Republicans accused him of calling their supporters garbage. Biden clarified he meant the rhetoric was garbage.
You do your job, you count on reserves, you count on special brigades, you count on such equipment, and if you got 10% from all the package, been even voted already. You know? It's not funny.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video released on Wednesday that Ukraine has received only 10% of U.S. military aid approved by Congress earlier this year.
Always the question with bureaucracy, logistic, with ideas or with skepsis, with this weapon is good, this weapon is bad, this we will give you, this is not.
Zelensky also said the next meeting of the Ramstein group that coordinates military support for Ukraine should be held in the coming weeks. Botswana went to the polls Wednesday with voters concerned about high unemployment and an economic slump as the ruling party vies to extend its nearly 6 decades in power. Opposition candidate Duma Boko, now standing for the left-leaning Umbrella for Democratic Change, ensures the election is being monitored so it is fair.
We've put in place our own measures to ensure that we monitor and we assess as we go, and we are certain that we will succeed.
Many of the 1 million registered voters queued for several hours to cast their ballots. Results likely will be announced late on Thursday. Britain's Health Security Agency says it has detected the country's first case of the new Mpox variant Clade IB, adding that the risk to the population remained low. The variant is a new form of the virus that was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization in August after an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo spread to neighboring countries in Africa. The patient had recently traveled to an affected country. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Cristina Menenti, VOA News.